with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. On this week's report, we are profiling one of the most prolific lawn and garden weeds, the dandelion. Dandelions may be harder to notice now that they are done flowering, but they are still present in many lawns thanks to their perennial growth and high seed germination rate. Many people view dandelions negatively, especially in yards where consistency is desired. However, dandelions are also the face of the beneficial weeds movement thanks to their growth habits, use as a food source, and pollinator potential. Dandelions are found worldwide in any growing environment imaginable. Most homeowners will find them in their lawns mixed with their turf grass, but can also be found in garden beds and crop fields. Because dandelions are perennial and develop a deep taproot, they are incredibly hard to get rid of once they have established in their yard, which is what gives them a bad reputation. But dandelions play a pivotal role in many wildlife diets, including turtles and birds. Sparrows pull seeds off of the flowers, and turtles often eat the greens when making their way through yards towards cover. Bees also use the bright yellow flowers as nectar source, which helps with pollination. Dandelions are also increasingly common as a food source for people. While the entire plant is edible, the greens are the most nutritious part, accounting for at least 10% of your daily value of 12 different vitamins and minerals. For this reason, and thanks to their ubiquity, dandelions are one of the first plants foragers learn how to identify and harvest. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension agent. I can be reached at jr637@ksu.edu or at 620-724-8233. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.